The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And Jason Byrne is in the chair for the Thursday interview. How are you, sir?
The Thursday interview. So all the
previous. It is Thursday.
But the previous interviews, were they not the Thursday interview?
No.
I
wasn't involved in any of them. They were all Cuddihy, right? So this is this is the first Thursday interview I've done.
Oh, is it?
Which makes it significant in many ways.
Nobody can say Kieran's name. Kieran Cuddihy. Is it Cuddihy? Kieran Cuddihy? Kieran. And if he's listening, which of course he's listening.
Yes, he was.
Because when somebody steps into a show, and Kieran's definitely listening right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's got to make sure that you're not as good as him.
he knows I'm not. Yeah, it's fine. It's perfectly safe.
They always do that. They always do that. You know, you got to get some. It's a bit like when Moncrief was replaced by Twink whenever he went on holidays. His job is safe. Twink's going to get me now.
Yeah.
Twink's going to go, fair, excuse me.
And to be fair to Adele, she's always been the dog in. The dog was always
Adele's dog, yeah.
Yeah, which
good,
was there.
Good woman.
How are you keeping?
I'm grand, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm healthy. Is that what you want to do? It's like a little Elwin over there.
We were talking about, you know, both of us are kind of on the wrong end of middle age.
I'm 53.
Yeah.
So what's the wrong end?
Well, you see, means if you're going to survive to full extension, you have to get to 106. So
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my family, my dad and all the average age was around 80, 83, 84.
Ah, you're all right.
Do you know what I mean? So I'd be okay.
Bit more to run.
Yeah.
Where's home these days?
So I'm in Dublin. But then tomorrow now, I travel quite a lot. I'm doing gigs, right? So I do I don't know. It's at the age again. People are probably listening in going, I don't really like going away as much anymore. I like gigging in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Round the corner from my house.
Yeah. And then coming home to be bed. And then people going, but the hotels and all gone. But I can't, because the stand up, I don't know when I'm going to ever be able to stop doing stand up, John, because stories don't stop following me. They follow me everywhere, and then I have to tell people on stage what's happened. Like tomorrow, I don't know how it's happened, but for some reason I'm going to the 60th birthday of a guy called David Ross, and at this birthday is going to be Boris Johnson, David Cameron, and the head of the Tory party, I can't even remember her name, Richard E. Grant, all in England, and that's where I'm going tomorrow for 2 days. Hang out with them.
How are you going to contain yourself?
I know. This is the thing. And then it's David Ross, right? He used to own Carphone Warehouse. That's who he is. And I'm going, oh my God. Because I did gigs for him in his festivals, right? That's how I ended up doing this. Just ended up befriending them. It's the most bizarre thing ever. So I thought, okay, I have to go. Because what's going to happen?
Don't mention the pig.
It could be don't mention the what?
The pig.
Oh, the pig, yeah.
I put that in your head now.
It's in my head now. And actually, David Ross said, is there any chance, because I'm going to do 20 minutes for them as a treat, do you know what I mean, on a Saturday. And David said, can you get Cameron and Boris up together? I was going, what do you mean together on stage, do ma? He goes, I don't know, because they don't. Didn't one ruin the other one's career?
There was no love lost there. Yeah, so could be. Bring up Michael Gove as well, and they will have. That'll be the best night of all.
But I'm so bad at when I meet people. I don't know what it is. I mean, because I'm not good with the faces or whatever. I'll probably meet Michael Gove and go, oh, what do you do? I used to do this thing called the Hey My Book Festival. And it's the biggest book festival in the world. And I go there, there's big authors all over the world, right? And I sat with a guy backstage and I went, what do you do? And he went, oh, I wrote a book. I went, oh, brilliant. What is it? And he goes, oh, it's called Schindler's Ark. And I went, oh, what's that about? And I swear to God, he looked at me and went, I'm sorry, what, Jason? I said, what's that about? He goes, did you see Schindler's List? I went, oh, that's a good movie. He goes, it's the same.
Work with me here.
Yeah, I'm the one who actually...
I did have a very similar experience once when I was a young journalist, and there was a kind of a churchy thing going on, and I was frantically writing down, there was a man standing next to me, so just to assure, he's still the primate of all Ireland, isn't he? To which the response I go is, yes, I am. it can happen to the best of us.
Oh, no, so I'm terrified about this birthday, because everybody and anybody's going to be there.
I'm sure you'll survive. When did you realise first that you could do the whole stage thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, because I was very young. Actually, a band called The Coltranes. They were, remember them at all? Yeah. Because I'm from Ballantyre and they're from Ballantyre as well. And they asked me to do a bit of support for them in the coach house out in Ballantyre.
They do music.
Yeah. And I was doing the comedy for I didn't know what to do. I'd seen Billy Connolly on DVD, or sorry, not DVD, on cassette.
VHS.
Yeah, VHS. And I'd read a couple of Viz magazines. And so I got up and I was a big fan of Tommy Cooper's. And I just got up and I was cutting head off teddy bears and trying to tell blue jokes.
Did anyone laugh?
Oh, no. And they were there to see the band anyway. I was, do you know, when I was on stage at once, at, when I was, I did about four of them, and one of them I was talking, people started to queue in front of me for the, to the bar. It was right across in front of me. So I just, I didn't do it for until I was about 24 again. I was only 21 then, and then I was about 23, 24.
That must have zapped your confidence.
I wasn't doing that again. Yeah. And you know what? I actually seen Billy Connolly when I was very young, and we had snuck into the boxes to see him. So I actually owe him two tickets if I ever see him. So I was very young. But I was at the angle where I could see the whole bank of people that he was talking to. Because in the boxes in Olympia, you can see the bank of people.
Yeah.
And I seen him do it. It was such a brilliant gig. But I walked out of there going, I'll never do that. I was going, he's on his own. He's just standing there on his own. Just talking away, rattling away. So it just, what happened was, a friend of mine, Barry Murphy, we were doing, he was doing gigs in the Castle Inn. And there was gigs on. I went to see it. And a friend of mine went up afterwards with me. And said, Jason Will wants to do comedy again. And I was going, no, I don't. And then Barry went, I'll put you down for six gigs. And if you don't like them, open spots. Like,
yeah.
That's where you do like about 5 minutes.
But isn't that, there was a whole generation came out at the same time. You, like Dara came out. You mentioned Barry.
Tommy,
Sean.
Yeah.
It was the case that there was a bit of a group of ye.
There was a lot of good comics at the same time.
Yeah, that broke through at the same
time.
Like
they were viciously good.
Yeah.
Like we were over in Britain. Like if there was an Irish comedy team, nobody had a chance. Nobody would go on. I remember Al Murray. You know Al Murray, pub landlords. Probably people can Google him. Remember him moaning because he had to go on after me. Like me. When I was only a kid. He goes, I'm not going after you, Jason. You're too energetic. I went, you're the pub landlords. Like, big loud fella. So Tommy Tiernan was like doing amazing stuff, you know. And I was doing the same thing. And Dara was like taking over telly, and it was just full on. And people would say to us, oh, it's because of Father Ted. That's what they were saying. Yeah. And we were going, no, it's not because of your accent. You have to be funny. Like it was the London clubs I loved. They were vicious.
Yeah, but vicious. That was the question, because you go over there, you do your thing. And again, I suppose this was such a time when attitudes in the UK were probably changing towards the Irish.
I had one heckle that at me.
Right.
Yeah, in Nottingham. I never forget it.
But I mean, I'd imagine 10 years ago, you'd have got, 10 years prior to that, you'd have got a lot more.
Way more.
Yeah.
So it got a little bit calmer. I remember being in Nottingham and someone said, just go home, Irish, like that. But the crowd turned on him, though. Do you know what I mean?
Well, again, it's a matter of timing, because it was all around the Good Friday Agreement and you know, the attitudes towards the Irish were changing. But it must have helped, though. It must have helped other Irish people to see the likes of you guys on TV going, okay, well, these guys are making.
Yeah, we were on Tommy was hosting the BBC stand-up show, and I was on a show on Channel 4 called Gas, and we were all doing stand-up, and we were definitely like paving the way for other comics. Mm. But what made us so good so quick was that in London, they weren't like anti-Irish or anything. They were anti whoever wasn't funny enough real quick.
Yeah.
And they used to mill you. I mean, I did one... So I used to go over, right, and stay in London. I used to stay with Simon Pegg. You know Simon Pegg?
Yeah. Who's with Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible thing.
Yeah, so Simon used to do stand-up, and I was the same age as him. And Nick lived with Simon, so I stayed with them. And then we used to go and do the gigs. And I remember going to a place called Up the Creek, right? And a guy called Malcolm Hardy, and he used to talk like that. Right? He was the MC, right? And he was a big fan of Tommy Cooper and all. And I remember going down, and there was loads of people from the Fast Show there, and everybody went to Up the Creek. And I went on, and I had loads of rubber hands with me. I had loads of silly props, because again, I was such a Tommy Cooper fan. And people loved that about me, the oddness.
Yeah.
And it was going on, and now what happens in Up the Creek, it was famous. If you weren't doing well, they were all together as a group. They went there every week together, about 200 of them. This was their club, right? And if you weren't doing well, one guy would go, taxi.
And it would just grow.
Then they knew how to build it. Or Malcolm was the MC, they'd go, Malcolm. That's so you're brutal. Standing, trying to go, right? So I started, I didn't know. It was one of my first gigs in London. I was speaking like this real fast, my Dublin accent, and they just couldn't really understand me. I got in 3 minutes, that's all. And all I heard was, Malcolm. And I was like, no, wait.
I'm funny, I promise.
Yeah, they're going, Malcolm.
So, I mean, apart from standing in front of David Cameron and Boris Johnson, I mean, what is next for you? Because like everything else, there's an entire new generation of people going to come. My kids love Father Ted. They watch the reruns. Yeah. So they knew you from...
from running around backwards as a referee.
As a referee with a whistle
in your mouth. Yeah, in Ennis Diamond. What a great time that was.
Yeah, but now, obviously, you're still going, 53 years of age.
30 years doing stand-up next year. What?
There will be a celebration of some kind, I'm sure.
God, that's not right.
But... you know, you're not going to be happy stopping. I mean, I can't see Jason Byrne ever slowing
down.
Well,
I do train and move and everything. I can't sit around. Even on holidays, I'm always on the move. And especially with like stand up. I mean, stand up is quite hard on the body and it's very hard on the brain. You know, it's not great. Like, 30 years of trying to make people laugh is not good for you. It's not. Because it's very stressful.
Sometimes the sods don't laugh, which is a terrible thing.
Oh, that can happen, yeah. I mean, people always go, you look like you're enjoying yourself. But your brain on stage is going through amazing amounts of stress.
I mean, Dara Breen recently said that, you know, he has a set, but he prefers not to have one and just let it rip. I mean, do you structure it going out?
We love doing that. I mean, I have a structure, yeah. We all have stuff. And then Peter Kay came to see me there last year or whatever, and Peter said he couldn't work out where the improv started and the stories stopped and ended. He just couldn't work it out. He was going, you're so good at it, Jason, I don't know which way is which. So it's great when you get into something and you literally just start flying and the audience go with you. Yeah. And you're making it up on the spot. Like, you see a lot of lads doing really well on YouTube, but they're just pointing at somebody and just slagging off their clothes or slagging off their weight. Well, I hate that. Yeah. So I'd much prefer if somebody gives me something and I drift off then into some amazing storyline that I've just made up from just a tiny word. It's called malapropism, by the way, I was told.
All right, okay. That's a word. It has a name.
Well, malapropism is when you mishear something that somebody shouts at you. So somebody go, I don't know, I'm a train driver, and I go, you're a rain driver? And then that's that. You get half an hour of a rain driver.
I've made an entire radio career out of malapropism by the sound of it. You're in the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah, we've been in the Ivy Gardens at the end of July. That's a great festival. It's like loads of marquees, loads of comics.
So that's 24th to 27th of July. And where else?
Oh, yeah. And then the 3rd, the 5th, and the 6th of July, I'm in Kavanagh's, Abbey Tavern, and Spear Store. Actually, go on jasonbyrne.ie. It's much easier.
I could just see that your agent part kicked in there. Go, oh, my God, I've gigs. Yeah. I better say them.
Yeah. And I know you had Jennifer in earlier, so I'm going to try and take her narration job in the Rocky Horror Show.
I could see you in
there. Yeah, I'd be much better in suspenders than her.
And you'd be also into Jason Donovan like she was.
Great man.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason Byrne, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks
for joining us. Thanks a million. And Kieran, I don't know, it's on the ropes now.
Do you hear that?
You're very good.
Thanks very
much. Do you hear that? What did you say his name was?
Cuddihy.
No, it isn't.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.